Welcome to 360 Degree Manager podcast, Fake It, Feel It, Become It. I'm going to talk about why fake it and how to fake it so you feel it and then you become it. So first, why fake it? There are many out there who say you should never fake it, although at some point in the past they probably did some form of ritual or self-talking confidence mantra to get them through a difficult situation. Faking it may be considered as inauthentic or not being genuine, but I'm not talking here about pretending to be something you are not, like reading a first aid book and then pretending to be a doctor. That would be wrong. But whatever your viewpoint right now, I'd like you to hold back on your conscious or unconscious bias and just get curious with me. Why might we as humans feel the need to fake it? Maybe that's because we're afraid. Because we haven't yet proved to ourselves that we are good at it. Because we don't believe in our own credibility. Our credibility in whatever your it is. You know that feeling? Self-doubt, fear of failing, fear of looking stupid. But when it comes to presenting in public, many people would run for the door at the mere suggestion of it. Whether it's public speaking, pitching to a new client, networking, we all sometimes doubt our credibility. You can change this. Using well-known techniques, you can change your behaviour, how you react in a situation, and thus how you feel. Here's an example. So to feel brave, we have to act brave, and then we can feel brave. And this is how soldiers are trained and prepared for combat. Intense military training seeks to prepare our soldiers to be brave in combat through many hours of combat training. The environment and the situation is simulated to create the pressure that they might experience in the real environment, and therefore they can learn to manage it. Another example is around being happy. Happiness is a choice. So if we choose to look happy, we smile, we speak cheerfully, we hug a friend, we say kind words, we too will feel cheerful. When we start looking for positives, our brain reinforces and starts looking for more positives. It encourages us to get into this repeat circle of impact, of positivity. So thinking about these examples, it stands to reason if you want to be good at presenting or networking, you simply have to start pretending. Yes? Pretending, faking, whatever word you choose to use, could it really be that simple? Of course it can. And the reason why we think we can't is possibly because we're grown up. We grew up and we forgot how to pretend. Or at some point we've been conditioned to think that as an adult, we absolutely shouldn't be pretending. But we should. The power of imagination or imagery is incredible. So when you're next preparing to present, pitch or network, start by creating the image of the room, walking in or walking onto the stage. Imagine seeing everyone. They're looking at you. Smile back. Think about the slides you're presenting. Think about your purpose for being there and what you're going to say. Create the experience in your mind, looking for all the positives. When you actually do your presentation, you've been there before in your mind. Your brain knows this. It recognises the situation and is therefore instantly more calm than if you'd not practised beforehand. Using imagery to build confidence takes practice, but if you keep doing it, you can influence how you feel through imagining and pretending the situation. You will feel more confident and start to feel like the capable person that you are. Soon, after you've done it several times, you'll find you no longer need to pretend, as you have become the capable person you always were, but maybe just didn't believe it.